the strangest thing just happened. I feel like I already introduced the show, but it seems like the past 2 minutes of my life were devoured by the creatures of the shadows. Nonetheless, you're listening to WRBB 104.9 FM Boston. I did not mess up the intro before. You did not hear anything, actually. That's a fact. And this is The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest. The Dark Forest.
You're listening to WRBB. We already covered that. You're listening to The Dark Forest with your host, the Dungeon Master, and
the Crypt Keeper, coming in through the crystal ball. It's been one of those weeks in the forest, you know, desperate times, desperate measures, and all that. You're hearing me through an abstract interface. This is crazy.
We're back on the using the crystal ball.
Yes.
Due to unforeseen outside circumstances. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we're just going to go down the path here, I guess. What, hold on. Did you see that? Was that a bear? I think a bear just ran by.
Is that a bear?
That's crazy.
Hey. Hi.
Yo.
Hello.
You talk.
Don't all bears talk?
That's true. You know, in the forest, I suppose all bears do have a manner of speaking. What brings you here?
I was just out like scouring the forest for honey and stuff.
Yeah. You want
The
some honey?
huge. Yeah.
What do you need
You guys
honey
know where to
for?
find any?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dungeon Master, I do know a path that we could take to get some honey.
There
You know what
is
I'm talking about?
one I know of, yes.
Yeah.
But it's not for the faint of heart here.
No, it's
I'm
quite
not faint
dangerous.
of heart.
That's what I like to hear. You wanna go?
Yeah, just tell me where to head.
Yeah, let's go down this pop punk path, if you will. Let's check it out.
Phil's living up
All
in
right.
Chicago.
Party, 'cause nobody cares. to let you know when. Don't count on me, I'll do it again.
I don't know if we ever caught your name.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm the Stitched Beast.
Ah, the Stitched Beast. Well, pleased to make your acquaintance. You might have already caught who we were. I'm the Crypt Keeper, and that over there is the Dungeon Master.
I've met many a beast in this forest, but nary a stitched one.
Yes, it's quite interesting. Where'd you come from, Stitched Beast?
Well, you know, like, there was this, you know, kids get lonely in the forest, especially
sure
in, like, the dark forest, and so, you know, sometimes they have to make a friend. So, my kid happened to be a necromancer, and that's, yeah.
Makes sense. You don't see a lot of children in the forest, or anyone for that matter.
Yeah.
Necromancer, I hope you might see that.
Yeah, that's more common. Hope your necromancer is a nice person to be around. You know, they can be a little violent sometimes.
She's all right. She's like a, she's a handsome kid. She's kind of awkward. But yeah.
Perspective. lesson or something to hold on to tonight. You act like you're above it. You know that you're nothing as long as you hold the knife. Don't give me that crap. Never empathy that I lack. Everything's so wide and it's black in your eyes. Not realize I don't care if you know.
Yeah. bring back
Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985, Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985.
Pulled over at midday, the Joker's still wet behind the ears. He hands off a novel of novice citations outside the service station. The glue sets beneath our heels. My baby's in Massachusetts, and all this blues is useless. Sunsets in my scratched out science soul to sleep. And the cashier here is ruthless. Jeanette, I wrote your name down, but I hate that job as much as you do. If I was stuck between dying and getting to two days like this, I miss listening to records, making coffee together, snow globes and jersey sheets. I tried sleeping in our bed without you last night. That didn't work at all, cause I couldn't sleep. Sometimes I wish it was still last summer and you still lived in South Philly, and I wasn't playing a show in Nebraska or Austin, Texas, asking the kids what they ate for breakfast. But here I am, Bolero bathroom, who's paid to keep these things cliche? Bury me beneath New York State. It's the only place where I feel dead. My baby's in Massachusetts, and all this booze is useless. Sunset in my scratched out science soul to sleep. And the cashier here is ruthless. Jeanette, I wrote your name down, but I hate that job as much as you do. If I was stuck between Barty and Bigotin too.
Crypt Keeper. It's kind of hard to tell given the all this void mold in the area, but isn't this the? I feel like this is we're in a no go, approaching a no go zone here. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I knew this path would be a little bit dangerous. I figure, you know, there are three of us, it might be fine. But this is, you can tell through the void mold, even though it's taking up a lot of the forest here. You can tell this is Miss Murder's territory. Absolutely. Miss Murder is quite the fearsome foe. One of the members of the Gang of Four, if any of you remember who that is. Her weapons are quite unconventional, I would say. You do not want to be on the receiving end of one of her spears or her grenades. Absolutely all killer, no filler with this creature. We got to be careful. But we do have the Stitched Beast with us, so I'm not too worried. Maybe. Maybe. How you feeling?
Yeah. Stitched Beast, you come from, well, I don't know. What's your home life like? Do you think you're going to be prepared for something like this? I don't know where you're from. What's your
name? Dude, I throw some pretty crazy parties back home. You know, yeah. We got the whole setup in the cave and everything. I mean, if you guys are scared, I mean, I think I'm pretty sure I can handle it on my own.
No, perish the thought. We can take on any foe head on. Although party does sound nice. Maybe after this we could have a little holiday or something.
Down like an armor again and flame. Oh, the shame.
Well, we are firmly in Miss Murder's territory now.
Yes, you can see rabbits lurking in between the branches, in between the trees. But these are not just any old rabbits. These are Miss Murder's brethren. She commands them to do her bidding. We have to be on our guard, absolutely. Stitched Beast, are you with us? Will you help us out?
I mean, I'm a pacifist, so...
Real helpful. Okay. Yeah. Pacifist in the dark forest.
Of course.
I think I could fix her, honestly.
You're just gonna walk up to Miss Murder and like you think it'll work out? You think it'll be okay?
I mean, I'll admit it. I think she's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the name though. Like,
I'm a little nervous. I mean, we could try it, but if anything goes wrong, we'll be your backup.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Just looking bleak and I said, Despite your pseudo-bohemian appearance and vaguely leftist doctrine of beliefs, you know nothing about art or sex that you couldn't read in any trendy New York underground fashion magazine. Prototypical nonconformist, you are a vacuous soldier of the thrift store Gestapo. You adhere to a set of standards and tastes that appear to be determined by an unseen panel of hipster judges. Bullshit! Giving the thumbs up and thumbs down to incoming and outgoing trends and styles of music and art. Go analog, baby! You're so postmodern. You're diving face forward into an antiquated past. It's disgusting! It's offensive! Don't stick your nose up in me!
Yeah!
Self-aggrandizing glory in which you hog the intellectual spotlight, holding dominion over the entire shallow, pointless conversation. Oh, we're not worthy. When you walk by a group of quote-unquote normal people, you chuckle to yourself, patting yourself on the back as you scoff. It's the same superiority complex shared by the high school jocks who made your life a living hell, and it makes you a slave to the competitive capitalist dogma. You spend every self-involved. I spend hours in front of the mirror, making my hair elegantly disheveled. I worry about how this album will sell, because I believe it will determine the amount of sex I will have in the future. I self-medicate with drugs and alcohol to treat my extreme social
anxiety. You are a faker!
Oh,
Well, that was a bad idea.
Oh. I'm sorry. I tried my best.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Let's go.
Oh. That did not go well.
Nope.
Oh. Nope. We're good. We're all right.
We're okay. We made it with minimal scratches on us. Stitched Beast, I have to know. Did you secure any honey in the middle of that insane battle that everybody saw and heard?
I got enough for my creator, but not enough for forever.
Someday you'll have to come back. Maybe not to these parts. I don't know, though. Maybe we'll see you again sometime if you're ever lurking in the forest, you know? I hope you take care, Stitched Beast. It has been a pleasure going through the twisted, terrible forest with you.
Yeah, feel free to come back to my pad for a rave sometime.
Oh yeah, that sounds sick. Let's do that.
I'll take you up on that. Thank you so much for coming with us. And thank you all for listening. If we're around here any longer, someone's going to bleed, so we got to get going. We should probably just cherish these remaining magic moments that we have. I don't know if you hear that sound. It's the approach of Miss Murder. Thank you so much for listening to The Dark Forest. As always, you can catch this show and all previous shows on our website, darkforestwrbb.com.
Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
That's darkforestwrbb.com.
Dark Forest.
And before we go, we do, of course, have one more song for you.
Someone's gonna bleed and dribble trails in the snow. Stretch into the box from an overstuffed home. Decade's gonna be fucked. Our friends will disappear after they fall in love. Trying to make the floor break. Stop sneering at her joy like it's a careless mistake. And you fuckheads complain because you like to complain. Like a blame rock and roll when it's just the champagne that keeps me down.